KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good evening. This is Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. My guests in the studio tonight, Ukulele Russ and the Parks Highway Band, made up of Ukulele Russ himself. Hello.
Hello.
And Pat the Rat on bass from Anchorage, and Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones, I had been calling you Dr. John because that just seemed to make sense somehow to me. I'm so sorry, but we got it right. When it counts.
Must have been the right place. Could have been the wrong line. Wrong name.
Wrong. Dr. Jones. I will have it right all night. Well, welcome to Alaska Live, you guys. Thanks for coming in. You've got a gig tonight yet?
Yes. Yeah, well, I have to scoot over to the American Roots concert for the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival.
Oh, cool.
I'm song number three, so I have a very, nail-biting drive, I guess, after this.
You do, from UAF all the way over to Silver Gulch, is
which
where
would
that
usually be
show is.
Fine, but, you know, road construction.
Wow, it is. Tis the season.
It's the season.
Well,
of
let's
smoke and road construction.
Let's get right into it. What's leading the list here?
We like to start off with this little number to take people on a magical, mystical journey of percussion instruments and bass guitars and ukuleles. Because when you think of the frontier, you don't think about ukuleles. But really, this is the last ukulele frontier, if you think about it. Because here in Fairbanks, we have that one guy that works on Toyota trucks, that one grocery store, that one place where you can buy lingerie. Oh, ladies.
Where?
And then there's the one ukulele guy, that's me. With all your ukulele needs. And the Parks Highway Band. So in the deep, dark depths of a Fairbanks winter, when I'm dreaming about sweet, soft dreams of white sand beaches and make-your-own bikini contests, and I realize that I know, where am I gonna go when I live in the land, the ice and the snow? Oh yeah, Fairbanks, you ought to know. Let me take one, boys.
Come on and go on, we'll sail away.
Well, it's obvious that you did write that song because it was a bit about you, Russ.
Yes, it's a little bit about me and living out here. Because you have to want to be here.
You really do.
Yeah,
you
have and that's to what makes this community awesome.
That's true. And the arts community is awesome here, too. And that's what gets us through the land of the ice and snow and midnight sun and all of that.
And me being a night owl, working a lot of night jobs, like night gigs, you know, I never see the light of day for about 3 weeks in there, December and January.
Right, because sometimes you don't get up until after the sun has come up and set already.
Please don't call me before the crack of noon.
That's right. That's all right. Noon. Well, you're a musician, and it just so happens that gigs happen after everybody else gets off work for the day, so they can come and enjoy.
I've been the instructor, the ukulele instructor for the arts festival here this
week. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of my clientele in the class is older, and they're like, oh, where are you playing? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to be at the Howling Dog. When do you start? 10 p.m. Oh, well. I bet it's going to be a great time.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, they're very supportive. It's good.
Aw. So you have been teaching with the Summer Arts Festival. You've been teaching ukulele for the last week. And
yeah, the last week. Yeah,
into next week, too?
No, it's just the American Roots program. It's just 1 week. And I did two classes, a beginner's class and an intermediate class. And it's really fun. I really like it. This is my second year doing it. So it's cool to be asked back to do it again. And hopefully I get to do it again next year.
So people in Alaska, I think, maybe gravitate towards the ukulele because it does remind you of, you know, Hawaiian evenings on the beach and a luau. And,
yeah. Burying pigs in the sand and eating them.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Oh, I mean, you got to cook them first.
Oh,
but
right,
you can't
of course.
Just bury a pig straight in the sand, but
that doesn't
if
work.
You could, I bet it tastes good.
Well, that was a great song to start off with. Just pretty much introduced your band to. I like the way you're able to pass around some solos and featuring your band. You got great bass player up from Anchorage, yep. Pat the Rat.
Pat the Rat, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He would have never made a good Mafia member. He wouldn't have lasted very long. But as a bass player, his longevity is huge.
And you brought Dr. Jones up from Talkeetna. That's right.
That's like half. Well, that almost a halfway. A
halfway
more than
point
halfway.
On the Parks Highway.
Yeah, we're all representing all corners of the Parks Highway. It's a straight line almost. So it's not a lot of corners, but we're representing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need representation too. Equal representation.
What's next?
Here we go. How about next to mine. I love it. love you. I need you to. I need you to. I need you tonight. Hey.
All right, that one ended, right?
That was over. Okay, over now. Yes.
Because every once in a while, those songs like take a pause and they launch back into it.
We could do that.
That's another song. We could
go.
And so it's always really my bad when I jump in and like, oh, yeah, well, that song is done now.
You're calling the shots here. We are but a conduit.
Oh, man. Ukulele Russ and the Parks Highway Band join me for Alaska Live right here on KUAC. And another Sense of Place song there, Talkeetna, Alaska, where your drummer is from.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And the drummer, Dr. Jones, has a real easy setup here tonight. You just brought your cajon, which is the box you
Actually,
sit on.
Actually, we're sponsored by Ginger Black. He's our local black ginger here in town. He donated that for this evening. So, Ginger Black, you're out there listening. Thank you, Ginger Black.
Yeah, thank you.
He's an artist.
Ah, excellent. Yeah. And there was some artwork done on the box.
Yes.
Yeah. And I like that you could set up very easily tonight. You came in with your ukulele. It doesn't have a bunch of effects pedals tonight.
No. We're doing the acoustic set.
And you doing
We're versatile.
The acoustic
you know,
set.
We like to do it a little bit of everything. It's fun, you know? We get to do the whole bar rock and roll thing tonight at the, am I allowed to plug the show?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, at the Howling Dog Saloon, yes. Yeah. Come on out. 10 p.m. The debauchery will probably start around 12:30.
Perfect time.
So if you do not have a sense of humor, or very low on sense of humor, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning after at a bar probably isn't a good place for you.
Maybe 10 to 11 would be the best time.
10 to midnight
time.
Even. 10 even to midnight.
You are playing on the Pope rug there at the Howling Dog.
You got to have some Pope rug.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronald Reagan, evidently.
Yes.
But I think the Pope is more important than that.
The Pope and Ronald Reagan met on the tarmac at Fairbanks International Airport, and they had to roll out the Pope rug for him, and that's the one that he walked out on.
Yeah, the original owner of the bar bought it and carpeted the stage. I feel the holy power every time I play there. I'm always asking people for dollars and stuff, and I put a dollar in the box. A 20-pound, fat-faced baby Jesus, do it.
What's next?
Okay.
You're already strumming here.
Yeah, we're getting this one started. This is we're going to keep doing Alaska songs, I guess. This one's about the Parks Highway, about my brother here, Dr. Jones, was involved in kind of a pole fighting accident. Zigged when he should have zagged. Glory, got button hooked. Glory. Was a Matsu regional in a coma for about 3 weeks. And when he was there, it wasn't really because he got zigged any sooner. He fell off the wagon that the bull was pulling. There's a very large wagon.
A lot of bull in here.
So this goes out to Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones, this goes out to you. You're right here. So, Dr. Jones is laying in a bed that he can't make. Tubes down his throat on the machine until he wakes. Dr. Jones, he ain't playing no show. Just want to see him smile and tell me it's okay, so I can count the miles back to Fairbanks on the Parks Highway. Parks Highway, can we stay underneath the never setting midnight sun? One way. miles, 340 miles, 340 miles one way.
Well, the song has a haunting melody to it, even. Dr. Jones, can you get to the microphone? Do you want to comment on the... So that song was about you. Is it strange to know that that song was written while you were in a deep sleep?
I figured something would probably be written by now, but... yeah.
Yeah, you got to use what's around you as inspirato.
Right. Do you feel like them writing a song for you helped you recover? Recuperate in the hospital?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, as morbid as it sounds, my dad did a little video on DVD. So he's like, anytime you get the urge to drink, I want you to watch this.
It's like him in the bed, and it's like all this sad country music in the background. It's just him with a ventilator, and he's like, you know, choking on the ventilator tube, and he's
so
like,
pretty much imagine that Sarah McLachlan with a, doing the dog commercials and stuff with her yeah. like in the kennel, like,
I will kind of like that.
And it was, and it's you yeah. in the yeah. bed, and so wow, that's a pretty powerful video, yeah. I bet.
I should have brought it with me. It's kind of humorous now. Yeah. Well, it wasn't then, but now it is.
And how long ago did that accident happen?
It was actually end of March, beginning of April.
Okay. Oh, this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
He just, like, this last a month ago, it's like he just started moving his drums on his own again. I was his roadie.
Uh-huh.
And I remembered why I stopped playing drums.
Right.
And I started playing ukulele because... It's a lot easier to carry.
A lot less.
No, I'm playing harmonica.
Right.
Yeah. So are my drums. No, I'm kidding.
I carry the drums.
Well, Dr. Jones, it's good to have you back among the living and, you know, living well.
It's good to be here.
All
Thanks
right.
for having me.
You bet. All right, well, let's have a celebration song again.
Celebration song. We got that. We got that down.
Lover, hidden under covers, gonna make me feel alright. She's a hot day, yeah. A burst on Angel Sophie. Well, she's got there. Oh, Bobbin, so you do the beat. Well, she don't need change a thing. Well, there ain't nothing about that said that she can know that I don't rearrange. Got there, yeah. Oh, yeah. A bobbin's way to the beat.
Sexy farm animals. When I talk about sexy farm animals, I'm talking about brown chicken, brown cow. A 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 brown chicken, brown chicken. Ain't nothing like it. A brown chicken, brown cow. Oh, well, she's a hottie, yeah.
I may have gotten your drummer's name wrong on the promo, but on the promotion, I did say that Ukulele Russ is an entertainer at heart, and I do think that I got that right.
Oh, cool. Good. I'm glad you got that part right. Yeah, you know.
But I renamed your drummer. I renamed him Dr. John. He's Dr. Jones.
He's Dr. Jones.
Yeah, he is.
Please
yeah.
Don't, I do the naming around here.
Yeah, great.
I do the naming around these parts of the Parks Highway. Actually, Pat already had his name. He
Pat
came prepackaged. He's like that
Pat
dog
the
you
rat.
Find in the shelter that yep. won't answer to anything other than like snot face or something. It's him.
Yep.
But it's
yep.
the rat.
Mm-hmm.
And we love him.
And Dr. Jones did not come prenamed?
No. He was Animal Jones before, but he had that hat on all the time. I'm like, Dr. Jones! I'm like, don't drink the blood, Andy! Don't do it! Don't do it! Andy, no! I'd say that to him and stuff all the time. Sorry. Sorry, everybody out there. I'm kind of intense.
It's okay. It's part of who you are. Like I said on the promo, it's like Ukulele Russ is an entertainer at heart. You can fill a stage with your presence. When you don't have the Parks Highway Band with you, you can do a show solo, and it still doesn't seem like, wow, there's one guy standing up there. Oh, it's Ukulele Russ standing up there on stage.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I have more fun with the Parks Highway Band.
Of course.
This is my passion. The band's always the passion. The solo gig is to get by.
Right. Man, on that last song, Pat the Rat, I tell you, walking that bass, that was awesome. Really like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Been getting by. Do you have running water these days?
No.
You run and get it?
No, I'm the kind that's gonna run and go get. I was at the Pioneer Park concert. All right, doing the Potpourri concert on Thursday, and I opened it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I started chatting up the crowd. I can't see anybody. Bright lights in my face. There's a couple hundred people in there or whatever. And I go, I got the kind of running water you run and go get. It's like, anybody here have an outhouse and you have to haul your own water? And I hear, I make my round of applause because I can't see any of you. I hear,
oh.
Like one person, I point in that direction. I'm like, that is so awesome. You and I got to be friends. We should hang out. And everybody finally started laughing. Thank you very much. Yeah,
maybe you
had to loosen them up a little bit.
Maybe you had a lot of people there from out of town or out of state because, I mean, it's kind of common in...
Around here, especially in Alaska, because it's hard to get water.
It is hard to keep that water running through 50 below. Lots of people, You don't have that problem of your pipes freezing up.
No, I don't. I can just go, see you later, and close the door and leave for 2 months if I really wanted to.
Sure.
But I kind of I miss this place. I can't leave for more than a couple of weeks. I'm like, I want to go back where I just sit in the cabin. I don't see the sun. And everybody doesn't call me until about March. And they're like, hey, it's this one day when it's sunny again. And we think we're getting this hope that it might be turning. Do you want to hang out? That's what happens. Nobody calls from December, January, February, March, it's like, hey, it might not be negative 30 tomorrow.
It's called hibernation.
Yeah, I love it. And I hope to get out some more places this winter and play, but I do love it here, though, going to the lodges and the bars and
driving the highway, sometimes taking 13, 14 hours to get from Fairbanks to Anchorage.
When it should only take you about five or six.
Six and a half.
Seven. Yeah, exactly.
Without road construction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and winter, you don't have that pesky road construction.
No, just snow drifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, we're not going to plow this part. For at least another 8 hours.
Broad Pass, that's kind of messy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
South of Broad Pass. You know, once you get to the igloo, you know. The igloo. Bad stuff is afoot. Don't stop your car. Just keep going.
That's keep that momentum forward.
Yeah. Forward momentum.
Yeah. Well, we've got limited time, so more music.
More music then.
Yeah.
Can I talk about frogs' butts? Is that okay?
No.
That seems okay. I mean, I think frogs' butts make it into children's stories even, so...
No, not the way.
And Pat's saying no.
Pat says no, so we're
okay.
Father.
He's the dad. We won't do that song.
Okay, good. All right.
I
next
thought it'd be
one.
A good song. It's kind of cool.
Next one.
Studies here about it here at UAF about frogs.
But why?
I'll tell you why. I was out walking alone on that spruce forest trail with my 30-06 bolt action Springfield 1903 rifle. I'm looking for a moose. I want a big old moose jump up. Oh, so I was looking at my scope and I said, dinner. But behind that moose, there was.
sitting there looking like a lump. Said, oh my God, what's going on tonight? Tell me, is it frostbite, baby, is it watertight? Watertight. Oh, it must be. Must be watertight. Must be watertight. Be all right, watertight.
Scientific song, really.
I think, yeah. Yes. I think I was informed on my Facebook page by there's a feeks, which are frog geeks, people that are really into frogs.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
like a
yeah,
whole
yeah.
sect of people uh-huh. that are uh-huh. like into it here at UAF.
The one species that we have in Alaska.
The boreal toad. It's not even a frog. Oh, it's toad. Yeah. I had to inform that to the flagger on Goldstream last night when I was going home. She's like, yeah, there's all these frogs down across the road. I'm like, no, ma'am. Those are boreal toads. She's like, really? I'm like, yes, boreal toads.
Let me sing you a song about them.
Yes. You know what they do in the winter?
They freeze.
Yeah, and they have to be watertight. That's otherwise, right. they will dry out because it's so dry out there.
Oh, my God.
And then they have
the song.
And they have antifreeze in their blood that they activate
yeah.
to
yeah, yeah.
thaw out.
But they got to be watertight. If they're not watertight, if there's a chink in the armor,
no good.
It falls apart.
The cells burst, and then we've got no more toad.
No more boreal toad. Boreal toad.
This is a very educational, educational
Alaska
Live.
Well, that can be full service.
Yes.
Parks Highway, man. There's a lot of things that happen on the Parks Highway.
You know,
what happens on the highway that stays on the highway.
What happens on the highway stays on the highway, including squished toads.
And including people's broke down cars.
Oh, yeah.
You keep driving by week after week and more parts are missing off the car.
It's so sad.
I was like, oh, they're just retrieving it slowly. No.
So that mirror fits perfect.
There was that one year where there was a moose killed on the side of the Parks Highway just right outside of Fairbanks, and it just kept getting a little bit more deflated and a little more deflated. It was like, oh.
Yeah. It just went to waste. That really sucks.
Well, no, it fed the ravens.
Okay,
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
that's true. Yeah, it fed the animals.
Yeah.
That's good then.
Right.
I thought it was a new vendor.
Nothing smells worse than an old moose laying there.
Oh, man. Good thing you can go past that thing at about 65 or 70. Yeah.
We have time for another one?
Got time for one more, and then I've got to let you get on out of here because you've got two gigs ahead of you.
I got to go run. Come on out. The American Roots Concert in Silver Gulch tonight. Starts today. It's going to be amazing. Then come out to the Howling Dogs at the Parks Highway Band. 94.9 WHM. No, wait, it's not your call letters. Oh, God.
Oh, it's KUAC.
KUAC.
There you go.
88. 89.9.
You got it. You got it. There you go.
I listen to you guys and KTNA all the time when I'm on the road. So it's like 88,
right.
89, 88, 89. KTNA
is where I started at in Talkeetna.
I love Talkeetna.
Mm-hmm.
I really do like that town.
Well, what's the last song yet? What's the grand finale?
I know. I just get talking here.
I know.
This goes out to my special lady. She said to me, Russ, we've been dating for 6 years, and you have not written me a song, and you are a professional musician. And I said, baby, you gotta give us some time, baby. So I wrote her this one. This goes into you, sweetie. Why did I have to go so far to find me a woman like the one you are? The snow.
smile. And there's times I can't deny it that it is hard to be away from you for a while. And I know, baby, you're the one, yeah.
Take it to the bridge, come on.
I know that I have always loved you. Surprise. And there's times I look inside, girl, and I can see your beautiful smile. And I know, yeah, I know, and I know, yeah, I know, yeah, I know. Oh, girl, yeah, you're the one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be home later tonight, lady.
Seriously, it'll be late, but I'll be there.
Sweet. Hey, thanks a lot, Ukulele Russ, and the Parks Highway Band. Dr. Jones on drums, percussion, the cajon this time, and Pat the Rat on bass. Ukulele Russ, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a blast. UkuleleRuss.com. Shameless plug.
It's okay. You can find more of your music there, right?
Yeah.
Great. KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.